Can a B-movie drive a person insane? What are the possible effects one can have on the mind? This week's teaser looks at these questions, and we're going to do things a little bit differently this time. I'm your 11th favorite B-movie maniac, Jason Halls, and I'm going to pull back the curtain a little on how B-movie mania gets made. I chose the film Fungicide, which is the subject of next Tuesday's episode. Fungicide is essentially Night of the Living Dead with mushrooms, but on the budget of $140. It was created by then first-time filmmaker David Wascabbage and his friends. It's available on Amazon Prime. To say the effects are low budget would be an understatement. Many of the killer mushrooms are either hand puppets, a person wrapped in a bedsheet, or beginner-level CGI. But I thought it looked like fun. Mike Hayes, however, thought differently. Mike was the first of the four of us to watch the movie. He was on a business trip in Atlanta, Georgia, by himself, in a hotel room. It wasn't long into the movie when he started commenting in our private Facebook group. I can't think of a better way to get you interested in next week's episode than to describe the conversation that followed. Mike started this off with the comment, "Okay, I swear to Christ, I might stop watching this Fungicide movie." Paul Brooks chimed in next. He thought this was hilarious. LOLOLOL. "Do it. Start the podcast and be like, I couldn't do it, guys. Then peace out. Like, Paul, have you tried this yet?" Paul, of course, couldn't watch it until Sunday, and this, I believe, was a Thursday. But Paul suggested that Mike take a deep breath, keep drinking, and save it for the podcast. To which Mike replied, "Like, for some reason, Amazon doesn't show how many minutes I've been watching on the web app, but I'm pissed. If this gets more than a collective 20, I'll kill myself." Paul Brooks, of course, responded with, "LOLOLOL." Mike said, "No, f*** this. You might think I'm overreacting, but wait until you watch this. F***." Paul responded, "I can picture the conversation at the funeral now. Mike's mom is crying. I just don't understand what happened." To which Jay, I, would respond, "Yeah, we kind of called his bluff on something, and well, here we are." Mike thought that was very plausible. And he said, "F***ing f***. I don't actually think I could finish this. I don't think I can be nice. My review is going to be very aggressive. Paul, I cannot convey my anger about this. Don't tempt me calling you. I'm having dinner. You're on your own." "F*** you? No, fuck Jason," Paul said. "The best part about this is that you're watching it way too early, so you'll have to watch it again. 100% lowest score of the season. This is unenjoyable." Paul couldn't wait to check it out, of course. Mike tried to call his score, to call his ranking. He said, "Calling it now, 1 from me. To quote Thane, this is very unenjoyable." Paul keeps laughing and says, "Lol, a score of 1. I can't stop laughing." Mike then said, "Jason should change his pick. This is going to be too negative. I am not kidding." Paul said, "Absolutely not." And this is where Mike really starts to take off. "I don't think this is good for the podcast. Paul, there is 100% nothing positive to say about this. Every aspect is intolerable. I'm not going to be agreeable if we record a review of this." This is where I came in. I started noticing all the comments. This is about 11:05 p.m. at night, and I'm in bed, and I start noticing all these comments, and I say, "Wow, I think I broke Mike." Paul, again, thought that was funny. He laughed a lot through this entire exchange. And I wanted to know, the question was, were they trying? Were the Fungicide crew trying to make a movie? And Mike replied, no, fuck this. Yes, trying too hard, and it's unforgivable." Paul, of course, got the feeling he would love it. Mike asked me if I had watched, and he assured me, "No, I am not doing a bit. I seriously think this is a bad choice." Of course, my reaction to that was, I really wanted to see it because he was complaining about it so much, and I've never seen him go after anything the way that he was going after Fungicide, and he's the guy who picked The Amazing Bulk for this podcast. Paul is laughing, of course, and Mike says, "I know, haha, Mike is in pain, but I'm very genuine right now. There is nothing to pull from this other than us complaining. Then I offered an olive branch and I said I would pick a different movie if the majority of us agreed to do that. Mike called Fungicide 100% college film grown. I offered again. I said I have other things I could pick if this movie won't work, but I wanted to try it. I wanted to see for myself. And Paul said, you can forget about him wanting to change it. And that's why I said we needed a majority of people to change it, is because if it was that bad, we would all have to agree. Somehow, this is annoying. It looks funny, but holy shit, at this point, it's very who cares. I promise it's not as fun as it looks. And there is a terrible Instagram border. And I wanted to know more about that. And Mike pointed out that there was just a dumb white border around the image on the film. And I asked how far he was into it. Mike said, I have no idea. Amazon won't say, but fuck, too far. Paul then commented with hashtag save it. Mike replied with no, cancel it. There is nothing but rage to say about this movie. It's not our MO. My response to that was, you know, the important thing is, would it make a good episode for us? Would it be an entertaining episode? And Mike, of course, was worried about that. He thought it would not be entertaining at all and said, I will have nothing but complaints. Listen, I know I can sometimes play up the whole overdramatic side, but not this time. Paul chimes in, saying that he's been super into stuff that's shot on video lately. So if there's some extreme differences of opinion, that could be compelling for the podcast, and I agree. Mike did not agree. Paul, I just watched a bad puppet try to eat a stone lawn gnome for way too much screen time. There will be no difference of opinion. Official hashtag, fuck, Mike was right. So at this point, I had to see for myself. I was laying in bed. This was at 11:30. We'd been commenting for about 20 minutes. So I called up Fungicide on my phone. And I watched the first 5 minutes, and my response to Mike was, there's no way we're not doing this. Paul thought that was funny and said yes with a bunch of S's. And, you know, I said maybe Mike would be right. Maybe he would be right. Maybe we would watch this movie and none of us would like it, but we were sure going to find out in the podcast. There's no way I'm changing the pick. And Mike at 11:42 writes, I'm going to watch this every night of the week and yell about it Monday. This is not what we should be doing. Paul thought he would probably get Stockholm Syndrome at that point and grow to love it. And Mike responds, that's what I'm hoping, because otherwise it's going to be. And then the mushroom sheet farted. And him saying, I don't f***ing care. Holy shit, nothing is this bad. And guys, I've watched and reviewed a Jaws parody that takes place in a pool. That's about where things ended. It was about 10 till midnight. The next morning, Chris finally decided to join in on the conversation. And he said, this conversation really makes me want to watch it. I'm with Paul. We're not changing it. Woo! Mike, the next morning, was, he just said this. Taking a shit break from a 3-day meeting, and I still feel the same. Fuck, this is going to be a real groaner. And there you have it, folks. Will Mike Hayes rate Fungicide with a 1 out of 100? Did this movie warp him forever? Again, if you'd like to experience the film yourself, and I suggest you do, it is available on Amazon Prime, free for Prime members. I hope you watch it and tune in next Tuesday for a very fun episode of B-Movie Mania.